I want to go further into some verses because they're so rich. I'm going to read verse 12 from 1 Peter 1. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. That's pretty strong. That's present truth. And we can be established in it. There's a reason why we're all here. It's not just random that we're sitting here and hear this word. The Lord had thought about why we're here. And He put us in this place and this time because in every age, in every generation, He has a purpose. And therefore, for us, there's also a present truth. That's the current speaking and current burden of the Lord. And that's where we should be established. It's a fight. Because it says, we have to be reminded of what is the truth that we stand in. I think it is right as long as I'm in this tent. It's pretty fast that we lose this focus because the Lord speaks so richly, but our natural man forgets so quickly and falls asleep. And also he forgets what the Lord spoke. And that's not just the only problem, but there's also a lot of competition. How Philip said, there are also false prophets. It's not like they have it written on their forehead, a false prophet. Oh, that's a good prophet we would know, and that's a false prophet. It on their forehead it says, right prophet. Yeah, and they say, I'm a correct prophet. And the enemy wants to use these people to distract us from what the Lord wants to show us today. That's very deceiving, especially in our time. It's a danger. How it was said, in the end of the time, there will be more revelations. There's many things that the Lord has spoken. I know many people. They read a lot about Luther. And you can read about what the Lord has spoken before. And then you miss what the present truth is. It's not that it's not worthy anything, but the Lord builds up on what happened in the past. You have to dig, you don't have to dig and know the details. But we can build on it. But it's not so easy to discern which prophet speaks the burden of the Lord. Because many prophets... I just lost my... I had the experience that I'm not so strong or I don't have such a good discernment to have a discernment what is good, what is false. Before I watched a lot of YouTube and listened to many people, it's sometimes so hard I couldn't discern. And then to say, oh, I know I can discern. I know if I listen to many people, I don't know how they live. I don't know if they live in the truth. Yeah, it will have an influence on me. It's just how it is. It would touch us. It's not that the bad will go in and come out automatically, and we keep only the good things. It's just a warning to look at many things to the left and to the right. Then it will be like in Ephesians 4:14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. It's not so easy to understand and discern. Yeah, it can toss us to and fro. Yeah, the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. There are many people who are smarter than me, but they don't have the burden of the speaking of the Lord. How dangerous is that? Yeah, we can be listen to these smart things and then we become distracted. That's why we have to ask the Lord, what is the present truth? Yeah. That's why the Lord put us here, to give us a fresh burden, that we learn the priesthood, then we learn to be kings, that the Lord stands in front of the door, that we go this last part of the way to be ready for His coming. It's not that the Lord will not give further knowledge. If we are faithful in what He gives us, then He will give further revelation. We don't have to do a lot of research. What did this person say? But then the Lord will give His living speaking. That's why Peter reminds them, I want to stir you up, that the things you've heard, that you experience it, that you walk in it. And then you can go on. And with this reminder, yeah, there's two or three types of reactions to the reminders. And I noticed that when I heard some things in the meetings that I heard before, then I wanted to react, oh, I already know that, I've understand that, I say amen to it, but I want to think about something else. Then the Lord cannot remind us. What happened to me? I didn't pay attention to it. I heard it before, I understood it, but how much did I live according to it? That's where I often had to see. I know it, but my life doesn't reflect it. It was hypocrisy, or I deceived myself. Every time, if I hear it this 10th time, I don't want to put it away and close off my heart, but I want to say, Lord, what do you have in this for me? How can I gain you in this more? That was a salvation when I had this change in my heart with the Lord. He could show me a few things that I heard so many things, but that I didn't know do. For example, to fill my basket with my experiences. Through many circumstances, I didn't keep doing it. And then I had the reminder in the meeting. It helped me. Yeah, when the saints reminded of this basic truth, take time to write down your experiences with the Lord. And that opened me up again. And I woke up again and I collect my experiences. I want to be stirred up even more. But this reminder worked. And He reminded me to keep praying. Sometimes I fall asleep, but then through the reminder, I was stirred up again. And I can continue to be stirred up. I'll just go back to 2 Peter. Verse 16. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables. That's what the wrong false prophets do. When we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. We ask ourselves, for what coming does it talk about? Peter didn't experience it because we still wait for the coming of the Lord. He didn't. Was it the coming and like it's celebrated as Christmas? It was the power and the coming of our Lord. In Matthew 16:28. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. That's pretty strong. And the three disciples really saw that. Jesus took them up to the mount. And they saw His coming. It wasn't the first arrival as a man, but they saw Him as Jesus was in His kingdom. That's pretty great. He could see Jesus in His kingdom. And this power and this glory they saw with their own eyes, and they heard the voice of the Lord. Of God. Out of this experience they spoke. And it wasn't a doctrine that they put together, that it was a living experience of Christ, an appearance of Him. That's what we need. And the Lord wants to appear to every one of us. And He appeared to each one of us, I think. Our faith is not based, that's logical, that makes sense. Let me believe that. But the faith comes by hearing the word from God. Not through the word of man, but the Lord uses man. But it's the speaking of God that comes to us. And it's the appearance of God that works this faith. And the Lord can appear in many ways. He has appeared in different ways. When I read the word myself, that's not just a reading or understanding, but it's an appearance of the living God. And yeah, that's what we need. That's what our faith is based on. And the Lord can appear to us in the Spirit. And the Lord lives in our spirit, and He wants to appear in our spirit. Lord, please appear to me. Appear to me like You appear to the disciples or the prophets. I want to have this personal appearance of You. That is something that no one can take away from us. If someone is very smart, yeah, they can kind of speak against anything we say with any verse. But they can't take away the living experience, the revelation of the Lord. If the Lord spoke to us and worked something in us, no matter how smart they are, they can take it away. That's what my faith is based on this personal revelation of the Lord. We can even come to that we love His appearance. 2 Timothy 4:8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I told the Lord when I prepared, Lord, appear to me. That's such a deep filling of ourselves. That's such a joy. It's often kind of covered. But I really love this appearance. Why don't I desire it more and kind of long for it more? When I'm in the meeting, Lord, appear to me through the word that is spoken. It should go into my hearts and be written in. That should shine in my heart and become this lamp. And the Lord has given the promise that he will do it. And in Paul, to Paul, he said in Acts 26:16, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. It's not done, but the Lord wants to continue to reveal things to us. Let us not miss out on that. Let us not fall asleep. Everything we might even have heard it already, or let us be poor in the spirit. I want to receive it. I want you to appear to me. And in Matthew 5, the Lord said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for those is the kingdom. That's the entrance into the kingdom. When you're poor in the spirit and receive his speaking and his appearance. And the Lord won't ask too much from us. If we needed all revelation and would have to know what happened in the past, but that's not the point. But the Lord, even for us as the church, he has a clear way and things he wants to show us, what he expects from us. But we have to be faithful in that, and we will get in the crown and have the entrance into the kingdom. In to Thyatira, he says in Revelation 2:24, at the end, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he overcomes and keeps my works until the end. To him I will give power over the nations. Don't be discouraged. And I won't let myself be discouraged. He will put on no other burden. He will give us a way of escape. And he knows we can make it. And we have one another to remind each other. And the Lord will do it with us.